We must follow the solution shown by Allah in the Quran for the salvation of the Islamic world. In the Quran, Allah tells Muslims of paths indicating how they should behave at every moment of their lives and in all situations. If a Muslim follows his own logic and way of thinking, rather than following the path given by the Quran in any given situation, then Allah will bestow no success on that road and he will not obtain the results he desires. As with individuals, he has also shown Islamic societies the path to follow in order to achieve success. To possess an auspicious power, serving excellent material and psychological means, to attain well-being and to make progress and avoid defeat and oppression. This road shown by Allah is to strive on his path using knowledge, culture, science, philosophy, art and ideas, until corruption is eliminated from the world, until bloodshed, oppression, persecution and injustice come to an end, until religion is Allah's, until the moral values of the Quran rule the world, and until people live by the faith as it was in the time of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Strive against them until there is no more corruption and the religion is Allah's alone. Surah Al-Anfal 39. One of the paths that Allah shows in order for Muslims to be victorious in this intellectual struggle is for the Muslims to be united. In other words, it is for the whole Islamic world to be united, without regard to sect, culture, practice, race, ethnic origins, community or group, to collect around one spiritual leader and to wage the intellectual struggle like buildings welded together by lead. Allah loves those who fight in his way, in ranks like well-built walls, Surah As-Saff 4. It is unacceptable, in the face of these explicit pronouncements by Allah, to suggest methods that have no place in the Quran in the face of Muslims' pains and sufferings. It is incompatible with good conscience to direct a path that will cause Muslims to follow techniques that lead to defeat that will encourage passivity, instead of strengthening their enthusiasm for the intellectual struggle, developing their fervour and increasing their determination. Muslims must not sit back apathetically when corruption rules the world. Irreligion is inflicting so many scourges on mankind, and the voices of innocent women, children and old people across the world are crying out, O Lord, save us with help from your presence. What Muslims must do is eliminate the source of this corruption, philosophically and intellectually, using all their might and means, science, reason and technology. The source of this corruption is irreligion and materialism and Taoism that prepares the ground for them. As the Master Bodhisattva says, science and philosophy are now dominant, and the plague of materialism and naturalism, Taoism and the theory of evolution has spread among mankind. What needs to be done is, before everything, belief should be saved in such a way that it silences philosophy and materialism and Taoism. By Allah's leave, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will completely perform this task in the end times in which we are living, as imparted by the Master Bodhisattva. All believers fervently awaiting Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and wanting to be this holy individual supporters, followers and forerunners must also support this great work by striving and mobilizing with all their resources until corruption vanishes from the earth.
www.harunyahya.com